Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Shakespeare's Othello tells the story of power, passion, betrayal, and the tragic fall of a Moorish general. It's a familiar story, but you've probably never heard it sound like this before. This is music from a new cross-cultural musical version of Othello inspired by Ottoman history. It's called Othello in the Seraglio, the tragedy of Sumbul, the Black Eunuch, which is being presented by the Cambridge Society of Early Music. The story draws on three sources: Shakespeare's Othello, the Italian folk tale that inspired it, and on the Turkish story of Sumbul, a black eunuch and African slave who wins his freedom and rises to a position of wealth and power in the Ottoman court.
The common theme is African slave rises high in society, in power and influence, and has a terrible fall.
This is Bob Labbery, an ethnomusicologist at the New England Conservatory, who wrote the script for Othello in the Seraglio in three languages: English, Italian, and Turkish. The inspiration for the opera comes from Mehmet Ali Sanlıkal, a Turkish composer, jazz pianist, and singer who lives in Boston. Sanlıkal is the creative force behind Dunya, a collective of local musicians who tap into Turkey's rich musical past. Othello in the Seraglio continues that journey with music from 16th and 17th century Europe and Turkey. And according to Sanlıkal, it's presented as a traditional Ottoman coffeehouse opera.
We had to think about a way that was going to honor both the storytelling that happened in the coffee houses back in Istanbul and all over the Ottoman Empire during 16th, 17th, 18th centuries, and the very early Baroque opera from the age of Monteverdi.
Well, Mehmet, tell me more about where this inspiration came from.
I do remember about 4 or 5 years ago when I was just watching TV and I came across Othello. And being from the island of Cyprus and having grown up in Turkey, I remembered that a good part of Othello takes place in Cyprus. And I all of a sudden entertained the idea of, wouldn't it be nice if I did something, some dramatic musical production, and then take it to Cyprus, etc. And within a few seconds, I was also reminded of the real-life Sumbul Ağa, the chief black eunuch of the Ottoman court, who lived in early 17th century. And I remembered his story. And suddenly, right there, I could see it, the tragedy of Sumbul, the black eunuch, becoming an Ottoman Othello.
I see. So let's hear one of the songs. This is called Nisabur.
This is one of the central pieces, actually, in the whole thing.
It's hauntingly beautiful. It really is.
What you're listening to now is a song by our Iago. This is the bad guy. And this is one of the most earnest love songs in the entire opera. He sits and he sings and he accompanies himself on the lute, singing in Turkish, a love song in 17th century Ottoman language. And he's singing to Sumbul's wife, Suzanne. This is his profession of love, in a sense. Of course, he gets spurned, and this becomes part of the motivation for what follows. But this is a guy that you can identify with. You hear this song, you're not going to find the parallel to this in Shakespeare's Iago. We don't have a chance to hear Iago as somebody that we can identify with.
The question I want to ask you is what it was like to write this script.
For me, as an American, it suddenly became an obsession, which grew out of a whole year of researching the trans-Saharan slave trade. This is the slave trade that led into the Mediterranean and ended up in places like Istanbul. And this is the slave trade that Sümbül himself was caught up in. We picture him as being captured in a slave raid, probably by other Africans or desert Arabs, at about the age of 10, taken to Upper Egypt, where he was turned into a eunuch and eventually ended up in Istanbul, rising to a very, very high position. As an American, this is not the slavery we know. It's a different culture, a different place that African slaves fit in alongside of white slaves. It's a very different system, and it's a wonderful one for telling a rich love story, and it helps to place Sümbül as a very unique kind of Othello.
Well, let's hear another piece of music, Shu Takarub, and we're hearing Sümbül, the Othello character, becoming increasingly jealous and vengeful at the thought that his wife has been unfaithful. So let's listen here. So, Mehmet, tell us what we're listening to here.
I am singing the part of the Sümbül, and I sometimes switch into my falsetto range, trying to replicate the feeling of the high tenor-like quality of a eunuch's voice, and using the instruments that I chose to incorporate into this drama, which are Turkish instruments as well as early European period instruments.
Interesting. Yeah. There's a lot of blending in here, blending of stories, blending of traditions. When I think of Othello, I'm thinking love, passion, jealousy, betrayal, and fall, of course. What theme comes through most clearly in this adaptation?
Well, what's nice is that pretty much anybody walking into this coffeehouse opera knows that this is not going to end well.
Right. Tragedies rarely do.
But, you know, the interesting thing is that in traditional storytelling, which we are in many ways basing this on, a bunch of guys come into a coffee house in the 17th century and they smoke and they listen to a storyteller tell them a story they already know, but they want to see how he does it. They want to enjoy riding along with this story. So in many ways, this is what we're doing here. The fact is that we're doing it multilingually, and multiculturally, and multi-musically, which is absolutely characteristic of the Mediterranean, of the Ottoman period, and of the background behind this story.
So I'd love to hear about Duya Benim, Mehmet, from you. To my ears, it sounds something like a spiritual chant.
I tried to achieve not necessarily a pieced-together program where you have the Turkish ensemble playing and then the early European ensemble playing, but I really wanted to unite these forces to make a nice musical statement. And I think Dünya Benim is a good example for that, because you have four voices, two of whom are early European and two of whom are more in the Turkish style. And you can hear these voices coming out every now and then and sounding Turkish and or European, but they're singing together. And that is something, I must say, that I've been working on for a number of years by now. And very many different sections in this coffeehouse opera demonstrate these musical forces coming together and working together.
And this is part of the storytelling. We're telling a complex story. If you try to tell a monothematic, monocultural story, you have to use different tools than what we're doing.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both for coming in and talking about this wonderful piece.
Thank you for inviting us.
Mehmet Ali Sanlikal is a Boston-based composer, jazz pianist, and singer. He's the composer and director of Othello in the Seraglio, the Tragedy of Sumbul. And Robert Labery is chair of the music department at the New England Conservatory. He developed the concept of the Coffee House Opera, and he wrote the script. Thank you both again.
Thank you for inviting us.
And Othello in the Seraglio will be on stage at the New England Conservatory tonight and at Harvard University tomorrow night. You can find more information at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.